Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. Concerns are rising over the disappearance of a 50-year-old Edmonton man. It's after a large police presence was spotted in the area yesterday afternoon. He was last seen around midday yesterday on Slipper Street in Edmonton and is described as 6'1", Caucasian, with grey hair and hazel eyes. If you think you might know this person in question, there is a picture on the QPS webpage. Queensland teachers say legislation that allows parents to challenge their child's suspension is a slap in the face for the profession. The bill only applies to short-term suspensions, but Scott Stanford from the Teachers Professional Association worries it only undermines the authority teachers have in the classroom.
It's just another step that takes control away from the principal. No bureaucrat in Southeast Queensland knows what the situation is up in North Queensland, and nor should they. We should put control back in those local hands.
Police say Sunday's death of a tourist at Isabella Falls serves as a tragic reminder to take more care around water. Cairns Inspector Brad Wink says now's a particularly risky time given the high water flows caused by heavy rains.
Whenever there's unpredictability around our waterways with our weather patterns throughout the state, we always encourage people to stay away from those waterways and stay out of the water.
It's not just abuse and bad behaviour from the public our healthcare are having to endure, with a study finding they're facing similar treatment from their own colleagues a lot of the time. A survey of more than 16,000 healthcare workers found one in four had experienced bullying from someone they work with. It also found this kind of friction between staff is endangering the well-being of patients. A tropical low is forming in the far northern Coral Sea. Although unlikely, the low could develop into a tropical cyclone and track towards the far north Queensland coast later in the week. And just briefly looking at sport, it's been confirmed Cowboys centre Zach Labatt has suffered a torn ACL after Sunday's clash with the Titans. He will undergo surgery and has been sidelined for the rest of the 2024 season. Got a story we should know about? Send us an email, northqldlocalnews@sca.com.au.